Blog Talk Radio.
UJS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech,
get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all.
And one night, a drawing set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just
okay. Have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 165, Church of Reality. We're going to bring on one of the homies, Brandon. What's up, Brandon? How you doing, man? I'll tell you what, man, this is a very touchy topic because when it comes to parental rights, and we've done a show like this before, fathers do not have the same rights as mothers in the majority of the cases. I even had a police officer tell me, who actually was going through a custody battle himself, tell me that all a mother needs is a few cans of vegetables in a cupboard, and technically they'll turn the kid over to her rather than a father who might have a whole house full of groceries. It's a biased, unfair system. And you notice, too, when it comes to child support, a lot of times the mothers, they don't, you know, when the father has custody, they're not hit as hard in the pockets as the fathers are when the mother has custody. I'm not saying, I mean, are there mothers that get fucked over, too? Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? I'm not bashing mothers by any means, but historically fathers have been the ones that have got the brunt of the, you know what I'm saying, the bullshit with the laws and what criteria is to be met in order to have custody of your child without no bullshit. I'm going to bring on a homie, man. We've had him on the Murder Master Music Show. You know him as LOC. I know him as LOC also, but I also know him as Tony. I'm going to bring him on, man. How you doing, Tony?
Oh, I'm good, Scott. Just chilling, man.
Man, you brought this subject, you know, to my attention, you know what I'm saying, for a purpose. First, let's see who this is real quick. 612, what's up? Who is this?
How you doing? My name's Michael.
Michael, welcome to the show, Michael. I just brought on Tony, who brought this subject to my attention about fathers having limited parental rights. Tony, why did you bring this to my attention, fam? What's going on?
The whole situation, Scott, is, you know, like you know, said before, it's totally biased. It's a prejudice system. And I feel like, you know, In a lot of cases, it is needed because, you know, it's not totally the female's, you know, fault.
Yeah.
Females are the weaker species, you know, but it's like we follow some type of code to actually, you know, play a game to where they're not the ones that we need to protect. I mean, we're supposed to protect and be there for our women and our children. And without a male, you know, figure in that equation, it weakens that family unit. And when you weaken that family unit is vulnerable to be, you know, subject to any type of fuckery. And when that fuckery happens, it affects not only, you know, that woman who had the child, but also that man and that child, because the meaning of life is life, and without life we have nothing. And the purpose of having a child is, you know, out of making love and prolonging, you know, the family, going generation after generation, instead of just, I made a child because he fucked.
Yeah.
And with that being,
yes.
I mean, with that being, once you have real fathers like myself and you, of course, and you create a bond with a child like myself, you know, I was there before my child even entered this world. I was mentally there. I was physically there. The doctor appointments, the knowing that my seed was planted, potty training my daughter, you know, taking away the pacifier, you know, the cups, the bottles, all of that, that total bond. And then when it didn't work out between me and my child's mother, you know, my daughter was, you know, snatched away from me like some sort of game, like a rug from under my feet. It affected me really hard and also affected my daughter. But the only people it didn't affect was the system and my ex, which is, you know, it's crazy because, you know, with me going into the thing that I said earlier about females being the weakest species, she was making decisions just off of being the weakest species. And by me saying that is that the decisions that were made were not decisions that was made like what a real man or a real father would make. Decisions off of doing things as a man would do with doing things that are right, not made off of an emotional decision. A decision made that would affect a bunch of people instead of just a decision because I feel a certain way right now. And that's what a lot of females do. And when males make those type of decisions, that's what they are, just males, not men, not fathers. And that's what females tend to not realize a lot of time. You got a lot of males out here that pretend to be men. And when you don't have real men in the equation, then you have misguided people, because parenting is the total key. Because when you have misguided children, those children become adults. And when those adults do fucked up shit, and you sit back and wonder why, it all goes back to the very beginning, the seed, how they was parented. Now, of course, you're going to have children that's going to make their own decisions. But with that, you know, that plays in part of how well a child, you know, listens to. It goes into whether the child was created through incest or they were retarded, or you dropped them on their damn head or something. It's just hard to listen, you know. But they're gonna make their own decisions, and hopefully, after being the best parent that you can, they make the best decisions, you know, within, you know, what you taught them. And if they don't, and they do become gay, or they become a killer, or, you know, wind up going to jail for 3 metric tons of dope or something like that, you know, that was a decision that they made as an adult. And hopefully at that point, you know, you did the best that you could. Now, if you was never in that child's life and this happened, you know, then you can kick yourself up the ass and be like, damn, I wasn't there, or I didn't have the opportunity, you know, to talk and, you know, hold and tell my son or tell my daughter that I love them every day, that you should, because children need that. They need to hear from a male, not just a mother, all the time that I love you. A lot of times I feel that when children, you know, are so attached to a mother and not having a father, it's because that's all they have all the time. And I've seen it for myself, even growing up in those single-parent neighborhoods. When a lot of this stuff is going on, you got to think about it. It's just the families without the fathers in the homes. And it's a lot of these little guys, it's like they're imitating, you know, what their moms are doing. And then their moms are like, yeah, just like your dad. You're just like your daddy. You ain't shit. You know, he ain't shit. But the whole time he's been around mom. Ain't even been around dad. But he ain't shit and he act just like his daddy. But he's been sitting up watching you. So very important that the male figure is there.
I agree with you. The system is not, it's unfairly balanced. And I've seen plenty of mothers who aren't fit to babysit a hamster, let alone a child, have custody of several children, while multiple fathers paying her to have her hair done, paying her to go on vacation to fix her car. I've seen instances where children were supposed to get jackets. Instead, they got thrift store pieces of crap. And the mother was, you know, all decked out in her Coach and her Gucci and all whatever else the fuck she's wearing. Meanwhile, the kids got nothing. They got hand-me-downs or some cheap shit at the thrift store. It's fucked up situation. How do men, fathers, you know, make this right, man? How do you shift that balance to where, you know what I'm saying, some of these mothers who ain't fit to be mothers don't get custody? What do we have to do?
Wow. Through my my past few years, there's been a lot of keeping faith. And that's what I'm going to say, keeping faith. I mean, whether it's just keeping faith in yourself or some other entity or supreme being or whatever you have. But besides that, real talk, besides keeping faith, it's definitely going to take money. And you know, hoping that the mother somehow comes around, because one thing that I have learned about this situation is that if you're a real father and you are completely doing what's right and the mother is full of shit and she's using that system, karma is inevitable. And in my situation, you know, I wasn't perfect, but at the same time, you know, I would have never sacrificed my family for anything or anyone.
Yeah,
so, but
I'm with you on that, man.
But those are decisions that a female would make. You know, a female would make those type of decisions. But then, you know, it goes into, you know, with the male also growing and becoming a man. And that goes into, you know, like my choices. My choices on what type of female did I pick and what was I doing. Because, oh, believe, there were plenty of red flags that I seen, but, you know, being overwhelmed with other things like, you know, just the system that we're brought up into, you know, with dealing with your heart instead of dealing with actual reality and listening to my first mind instead of, you know, that bullshit heart thing. That's what got me. And now that the heart shit is over, I'm sitting up here looking at, you know, that was a whole bunch of bullshit, you know, when, you know, in actuality, this is one big game, you know, we playing, and the only person that's really getting tore down in this situation is the child. And once, you know, the grown people realize what's really going on and the situation is truly fucked up, you know, and people sitting back like, damn, you know, look what I did. But in most cases, which I've seen, like, especially with grown people, you know, grown people, boy, it's hard for motherfucking grown-ups to, like, you know, admit that they fucked up. You know, dudes and females. You know, in this situation, it has no boundaries as far as race, because it's not about race. It's about good and bad people, and it's about the system failing the ones that's believing in that system. Because the system is not, it's really not designed, you know, to destroy one particular people or one particular color. It's just designed to destroy motherfuckers that's following that shit. Because common sense will take you a long goddamn way. And until a lot of people tend to wake up and see that we are sitting in a muck of fuckery, then, you know, we're going to continue to follow this path. And people are going to be sitting up, you know, where my help at? Why this happened? This is like, why, motherfucker? Because you made the wrong damn decision and kept on playing it up because you thought that fairy tale was going to end in a happy ending. No motherfucking happy ending. This shit is real. Children are real. And when they grow up becoming serial killers and dumb motherfuckers, it's because they weren't parented right. They weren't mentored. They didn't have any right, the proper guidance and shit. That's why a lot of this music and shit we be listening to, it's either goddamn motherfuckers that grew up without good motherfucking parents, or you even got some of these motherfuckers out here that grew up with good parents and was just bad as hell and allowed to do what the fuck ever, which goes back to the key point, proper parenting.
Yeah.
Can I say something about the system?
Yeah. Chime in. Who is this again?
Yeah, this is Mike. If I could just say, I think part of it, when you talk about the system, it also depends on what state you live in. Like, I live in Minnesota, and Minnesota is a really liberal state. So the more liberal your state is, the more it's going to be slanted to women. Like, in Minnesota, for example, women win in every situation, whether it's custody, child support, whatever it may be. If you're getting a divorce as well, they'll get at least 50% of whatever, whether it's the house or the funds, everything. And so what we got to do is, when you talk about the system, you got to be specific. It's a system based on, you know, codes, legal codes, and political philosophy. And so in this case, it's about liberals who are influenced through feminism to try to give women not just equal rights, but to give them greater rights than men have.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on.
Yeah, feminism is a fucking disease, man.
And so, like,
I'm all for
example,
women having equal rights. I don't want to cut you off.
Yeah.
I'll let you have the floor again in 1 second. I just want to say this real quick. I'm all for equal rights, but the feminism movement, it takes it to the point to where they literally want to take men and cut their balls off. These women go out there and they do disgusting, filthy things, taking shits and throwing it at men in these protests. You ever see some of these crazy feminist protests? Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Sick fucking bitches, man. I love women, man. But some of these, the feminist ones, man, I'm glad you touched on that. But go ahead. I'm sorry, man.
No, it's cool. No, it's a great point you brought up. And, you know, if you go to other states, like if you go to places like Texas, Florida, some of the more conservative states, you don't see those type of legal codes on the books. In fact, I know people who've gone through those same things, you know, in more, you know, what we consider red states, and it doesn't happen. It's the law's pretty even both sides. And so that plays a part in it too. And to the point about the brother talking about the destruction of the family, this brings in liberals again. And I know, you know, some people may be liberal listening and may be offended, but it's the truth that liberals put together policies that destroy the family. For example, if you look at the welfare system is designed to replace the father with the state. And so it gives women the incentive to have children without having a father in the home, because the government will cover, you know, pay
multiple
for your home, you know, car. I mean, well, exception of a car, but basically everything else. And in the case of, like, for this brother, when there's a separation in place, they'll go out of the way to favor the woman, which gives her an additional incentive legally to try to either to get a divorce or claim full custody of the children, because, again, the government is trying to literally replace the man. And so the liberals, they know what they're doing. It's a calculated move. And the brother nailed it when he said, what ends up happening when you remove the father from the home? Children grow up oftentimes having self-destructive behavior, whether it's getting into crime, doing things that, you know, would hinder themselves, not working hard, not going to school, things that would better themselves. So what happens? You get more people dependent. And the more dependent people you have who are either caught up in the system or are dependent on government benefits, who are they going to vote for? you guessed it, liberals. So it's a vicious cycle. Combined with that, they control the education system in America. All public schools in America are run by liberals. So what do they teach these children? So now they create a system to get the father out of the home, right? So now the family structure is weakened. Now you don't have that influence at home to teach people. And then what happens? The state comes in, runs the education. And what do they teach kids in school today? They have a common core system.
Mind fuck them. They totally mind fuck them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't
teach
them real life skills. They don't teach them financial literacy. They don't teach them anything about the credit system.
What they're learning to today. I mean, your kids come home distraught and angered and upset because of the crap that they put them through. I mean, you can't even 2 + 2 = 4 anymore. You got to go through 10 steps to get to it. I mean, it's ridiculous what they're doing. And then on top of that, you mentioned the feminist thing. You know, I'm not right. I'm not left. I'm not political at all. But when you mention the feminist thing, they come in with this this whole transgender. I want to go pee in the bathroom where your daughter uses the bathroom deal.
Bullshit.
They want men to come into the bathroom where my daughter goes to the bathroom. Not on my watch. Not on my fucking watch.
No, that's it, right.
Yeah. Now they're taking it further. They're teaching
kids. That's a whole
other
issue, though. Yeah.
They want to actually teach children gender neutrality in school. So now what they want to do is they want to teach, especially young children, that you don't have to identify as a boy or a girl. They want to teach them that you can accept something else, and it's acceptable if you're a boy to claim to be a girl, and all these things. And all this is nothing more than to encourage
reality,
people to do
man.
This stuff. Yeah. Exactly. Especially because they know young minds are so impressionable.
Shit.
That's it. It is. I mean, think about how homosexuals have been expanding. I got nothing against them. I'm not like bashing them or anything, but like,
yeah.
Haven't you noticed that there's been an increase of homosexuals all around the country?
Man, I've been a hip hop journalist for 20 years, and the homie LOC on the line, he's been a rapper for longer than that, and we've watched the game deteriorate. Rap isn't what it was. If you look at it now, your common rapper is in a dress. They put down suitcases, picked up dresses. What the fuck happened? Our era of rap was, even if people didn't like the message, the drugs, the violence, it was reality. It was fucking reality. Now, everything's a fairy tale land. It's all about popping these pills, these synthetic drugs. Faggots running around, don't even know what sex they are. What the fuck is happening, man? It's crazy.
But yo,
it's
just to chime in real quick.
Yeah.
In my area, I live in Southwest PA. There's many stores that don't even have a men and women section anymore. It's just
gosh.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you can't walk into a store and say, yo, where's the women's shirts at? Like, you know what I mean?
It's transgender, man.
And check this out. Yesterday, I was watching my niece. She wanted to watch this show, some cartoon. I wanted to remember the name of it, but I can't remember the name of it. And the little boy, his parents are two dudes. And then the show after, the little boy, like, he had pigtails, and his parents were both girls. Like, these are cartoons. Like, the channel I was watching was, like, either Nick Jr. or that Sprout TV shit, which is, like, the same thing.
Yeah.
Not, like, oh, you know, like, some Comedy Central shit or something. Like, you know what I mean? It's a channel directed towards little kids.
I'm gonna go through a couple of news headlines from last night's show, Underground Saturday Night with Mac J and Velvet Rose. Just to show you how fucked up this current generation is, and what's going on with people. But you even shared this post earlier, Brandon. First of all, we'll go to this one first. Jimmy John's employees. Everybody knows what Jimmy John's is. It's sub sandwiches and different things of that nature. There's a video of these motherfuckers playing jump rope with the dough, which later was probably made into sandwiches that people ate. But that's nothing. That's nothing. You know, I'm sure they piss in the food too. But this is really disgusting. Now this is real. This is HuffingtonPost.com. Man accused of repeatedly sexually assaulting pit bull. I mean, let's give his name out too. Why not? Yeah, because if you've done something that sick, we gotta tell everybody who you are. Pensacola, Florida man named Bradley Gene Hubbard, 23, was arrested Monday after a roommate accused him of assaulting his family dog, Baby Girl, according to the Pensacola News Journal. You can't make this shit up. The accuser told police she estimated she had seen Hubbard take the dog to his bedroom for sexual abuse at least 100 times.
Mm.
This is the type of generation, and you know, like I said earlier, they're popping these fucked up pills, they're using these synthetic drugs. I mean, it's just crazy. You know, it's just fucking crazy. You can't make this stuff up. A girl at McDonald's, a 12-year-old girl, was held at gunpoint because she refused to give up her chicken McNuggets to somebody. I mean, who the hell's going to pull a gun on a 12-year-old girl and say, give me your chicken nuggets? You know what I mean?
Fucking idiot.
Yeah. This is crazy.
And she didn't even take him serious, though. She, like, smacked the gun out of his hand.
She smacked Jim up, smacking the gun out of his hand.
She didn't even tell anybody about it until the next day, either.
But that, sometimes, you know, you can't, you got to turn off Fox, you got to turn off CNN, and you got to go digging for what's really happening out there and see just how sick humanity is right now. And it's because of things like these parenting situations where, you know, a mother, how many videos do we have to see of a mother uploading a video of her little boy in diapers twerking, you know, or trying to make their little 3-year-old daughter look like dance like a stripper? I mean, how much of this shit do we as a society have to take, you know, because it's affecting all of us. Even if you say, okay, well, I raised my kid this way, it's not going to affect me. Yes, it is, because your daughter might have to go to the bathroom somewhere where you're not, might be on a field trip. There could be a pervert in the stall next to her because of shit like this. It's a trickle-down effect, man. People don't look at the bigger picture. You know, it's crazy. It really is. Everybody hit these lines, man. We got good conversation. We got a few people. We got the homie Tony on the line. We got Brandon. We got Michael. We got a good show here. You know what I'm saying? The basis of the show is about fathers and limited parental rights, but that trickles off into so many other different things. We're also talking about MK Ultra mind control, because you got to admit this, and I'm sure you guys can testify to this. This country is brainwashed right now on so many levels, from the pulpit to the fucking streets. Everywhere you go, people are brainwashed, man. They're really brainwashed.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Like, I've always thought about, like, especially in the times that we're in, you're saying, you know, motherfuckers is brainwashed. Now, real, on some real shit, like, America is so caught up in this little bubble we got and shit, and it's like, let's say if Red Dawn actually fucking happened, and let's say, you know, with all those feminists and all these women and when the system fails, and okay, who the fuck gonna protect us when those parachutes are falling out the fucking sky? Is it supposed to be me and Scott and Brandon and us motherfuckers, or is it gonna be those bulldikers that's, you know, down talking men and shit
little
like
little
this? And, I mean, causing war.
Can't even
motherfuckers burn shit down and they rape women. Motherfuckers gonna be coming down with heavy fucking artillery. I don't think just cursing the motherfucker out or calling the police is gonna goddamn save their asses in that situation.
No, you gotta be prepared for war front on so many levels. Not just a foreign invader, but when they tighten the clamps down here. You know, when they kick martial law into full gear here in the United States, which is coming very soon, you can see it unfolding. We actually see it already in several different cities and states. But when it happens here, What are you going to do? Are you going to peacefully just say, all right, lock us all up in these FEMA camps, in these cages, or are you going to somehow band together? But I don't think we can band together. I think we're too, as a nation, I think we're too divided on too many different levels, too many different fronts, and we're not educated enough. There's not many people that that even know what's going on, to be honest. There's a small percentage of us that, that have the third eye open, so to speak. The majority of them are completely mind-fucked.
It's because being cute is cool. Being cute to these motherfuckers right now is cool.
Yeah, people are they're more concerned with you know, pop culture than they are with, you know, survival.
And it's also that America forgot what made it great, like how it rose in the first place. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that a lot of Americans don't even know the history of this country, let alone the history of the world, but especially
the
history of America.
Yeah, they still think Columbus they still think Christopher Columbus was a peaceful man, and they revere him as a saint.
No, I'm not talking about Columbus. No, I'm talking about America, for example. Like, a lot of people have been taught, especially through a person by the name of Howard Zinn. And this man wrote a book back in the 80s called The People's History of America. And what he did is he presented a new version of America's history, portraying America as this great evil nation that's done all these terrible things. Now, what that happens is people don't understand how America became great. A lot of people think America became wealthy off of slavery. And that's not true. Yeah, I used to think this myself, and I actually went and studied this stuff in detail, and I really recommend, if you want to learn about what made America great, you should read a man by the name of Alex de Tocqueville. He was a French journalist who came to America in the 1800s, and he was sent over here by the Europeans because the Europeans wanted to study and find out how did America, within 50 years of its existence, already pass all the Europeans from an economic standpoint. Like, it just blew past them, and it just grew so fast. And they, when he did, he came to America and basically studied the entire culture. And he went all around the country and just analyzing. And he put together a huge book basically analyzing American culture. And one of the things he talked about was he saw how, because America back then was much more Christian than it is now. Now it's totally forgot about it. But he talked about how from the church all the way to the workplace, Americans had this ingrained mentality of like having a strong work ethic, having discipline, having integrity. And he talked about how back then no one had to lock their doors. Like, everybody trusted each other. Like, they had stores where you could, there wasn't even a cash register clerk. Like, the cash register was open. You would buy your goods, go to the register, put in the money that you were buying of stuff, and take your own change and go. And there would be nobody there.
That was like 30 years ago, you know? 20, 30 years ago down here in South Carolina.
Exactly. Like, a lot of people don't realize, like, that's how America was. Because people had integrity, and also, even if you don't believe in God, people feared God in America. So there was like a sense of like doing the right thing even when no one is looking, like when no one else is there.
Like a conscience.
And that's how America's, exactly. Like, even, you know, so what happened now is people have rejected the very moral foundation of America, which is Christianity. I mean, even if you hate Christianity, you can't deny the fact that all of America's morals and ethics and all the laws and everything about our culture was built around that concept. Everything, that's the foundation. And what happened is in the 1960s, you had communists, because the Cold War was so intense between the East and the West, and between capitalism and communism, the communists thought that they decided to come into the country, and their goal was to destroy America from the inside out. And so they infiltrated the academia, they infiltrated the media, and their first goal was to get rid of Christianity and to remove that foundation. Then their next goal was take over education and then take over the media so that they can influence the minds of people. And so if you study America from the 1960s till now, has shifted dramatically away from where it was. And a lot of people aren't aware of this. They're blind to this whole what's actually happened to America. They don't understand the struggle between communism and capitalism and liberalism versus American conservatism and that struggle that's been happening. Because a lot of people try to disengage from politics.
There's too many factions of too many different things. You know what I'm saying? And Christianity, is a very barbaric religion itself, and it has been for thousands of years. know what I'm saying?
Well,
and
that's
and
not true.
You got to think about it.
Well, you're talking about Catholicism. We're talking
well,
about okay, America was
I'm,
primarily
I'm
Protestant
about,
Christians.
I'm talking about free men who were kidnapped, brought over here on a ship, and forced to read the Bible. That's
okay,
not,
well,
let's talk
about slavery, for example. Like, I'm a black person. I can talk about this really in detail. First of all, the biggest myth is that people act like Christianity was this European thing. Number one, I immigrated from Africa, and so Christianity was already in Africa before the Europeans showed up, number one. So there were already Africans that were Christian. Number two, when we talk about what happened with slavery, slavery was fought against by the majority of the country. It was just a small percentage of people in the South who were advocating for slavery. If you look at the actual policies at the time, the Republicans were voting in 100% against slavery. And when we got to the Civil War itself, after the Civil War, you have Republicans gave black people reparations. They gave them full civil rights through the Civil Rights Act and the Enforcement Act of 1871 and 1875. So black
no doubt,
bro.
Look at the
enfranchisement.
Look at the majority of the black people. I'm from the South, born and raised in South Carolina, the state that started the Civil War, that said, fuck that, we got to keep our motherfucking slaves because that's how we get these motherfuckers is our cash crop. You feel me?
Right, but they got destroyed. And if you look at it even bigger, I mean, from like a biblical standpoint, Abraham Lincoln in his own journal said at the time that it was so evident that God's judgment had come against the South because the devastation against the South. A lot of people don't realize the Civil War was completely fought in the South. It wasn't fought in the North. And all the major cities in the South were burnt to the ground.
The South economy has been stunted. Burnt to the ground.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just down in South Carolina. People don't realize, if you go down South, the South is way behind the rest of the country.
Damn,
it's not
right.
as developed as the Northeast, the Midwest, the West Coast. It's way back. The only real city is really basically Atlanta and maybe Charlotte, and that's about it. The rest of the South is still like 30 years behind the country. And so people at the time of the Civil War,
is that bad? Because with the country being 30 years ahead, that's why you got all this transgender fugazing.
Like me,
I was raised by my grandma, so I still got some of that old shit left in me, which keep, you know, it ain't that old soul shit. It's just the way I was raised by my grandparents. You know what I'm saying? I got morals. I got. I feel different ways. That all that man trying to check this out, dog. If let's say my black ass was sitting up here telling Scott Bader that I feel like I got a motherfucking Asian man inside my motherfucking body, and I gotta get this motherfucker out. I started learning motherfucking Chinese. I changed my eyes, goddamn slanted. You know what I'm saying? I'm eating rice and got I'm doing all kind of dressing like I'm Chinese and all this motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? And what motherfucker gonna say? That black motherfucker right there crazy as hell. But no,
yeah,
I got a Chinese man trapped inside of me and I gotta bring it out. Come
you
on, dog. This whole gay shit, dog. And especially when you talk black people, I get real motherfucking sensitive on that shit because my motherfucking ancestors, we fought, motherfuckers fought for the rights to be human fucking beings. These faggot-ass, gay-ass, fugazi-ass motherfuckers is fighting for rights for a certain fucking behavior. You feel me?
Yeah, for a fetish. They're fighting for rights for a fetish. Yeah, I agree with that.
And it's crazy because they try to claim
that
they're the same as black people.
Yeah, people
that's what drives me crazy.
The civil rights movement and everything. They try to say that they're persecuted, just like blacks, Jews, and Native Americans.
Bullshit.
Which
crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like as if us black people had the choice to come out of the closet and tell everybody that we were black. Like, come on, man.
Yeah,
I told
exactly.
them I'm motherfucking black.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Just like
crazy.
A poor person can't hide that they're fucking poor. You
right,
know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Well, some of them do. They go buy those tinfoil watches and those fucking paper fugazi hats.
You already know, Scott, a real motherfucker can goddamn tell costumes, jewelry, and decorations on a clown.
Yeah.
When you see goddamn a motherfucking Crown Victoria in the goddamn hood with rental rims on it,
You know what I'm saying? That shit don't look. You in the motherfucking Section 8 hood house with a goddamn hooked up ass car. That shit is retarded. Something ain't right. It goes back to what we say. Parenting. You couldn't have had a good father to do some old fucking ass bullshit like that.
Yes, exactly. So with some people, man, they, for some reason, they live for the desire to show out for others. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's what matters to them the most. It's like taking care of your children should matter the most to you. Making sure your family and your friends are being raised
by stupid motherfuckers, because that's what women do. Women want attention. And when you got guys that want motherfucking attention like that, you know what I'm saying? You can that's what time it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, that goes to the whole self-esteem thing, right? Because they started teaching self-esteem the last 20 years. And so what happened was people look to other people to get their value and be validated by somebody else, by other people liking them. Whereas in the old school, you were taught, you know, and again, I have to bring this up, but I know some of you might be upset, but it's the truth. People were taught, look, you're made in the image of God. God created you. God gives you value and worth, and because of him, you're valuable. Therefore, you don't need other people to validate you. You have that self-confidence through that. But in today's society, they don't have that foundation. Now what do they have? You need to get self-esteem. You need to be built up by others. That's why you see everybody on Facebook, on Twitter, trying to get likes, posting a million pictures. Why? Because they want other people to validate them, to make them feel like they're valuable, because people don't have an identity. And so when you don't have an identity, you become lost. You reach out for whatever else you can find that will make you feel good. And that's what's happened to our culture, you know? And it's like it's all together with politics, too, because politics, think about the black community. The black community has been used by Democrats like a pimp does a prostitute. And what does a pimp do to a prostitute? What are a couple of things? First thing he does, he takes away all her ID cards, and he gets control of her identity, and he dictates to her who she is, where she can go, what she can do. Next thing was to do, he gets her hooked on drugs of some kind, cocaine or whatever. Similarly, if you compare it to the political standpoint, the Democrats have came in, took out the black father, and through the media and whatnot, they've influenced black people to have a new identity. Through homosexuality, through the music, and so they gave him a brand new identity. And then with that, instead of drugs, they got him hooked up through government benefits, welfare, food stamps, Section 8 housing, all these things. And so what ends up happening, they sell them a dream saying, if you
I hate to cut your wisdom right fast, but, you know, you was flowing and everything sound good, but when you said black father, you know, it's not a black issue, you know what I'm saying? Because there's just as many white fathers that's being affected by this fuckery, dog. You know what I'm saying? Believe me, this is not a black issue. I feel, you know, very, you know, because I am black, I'm going to think black first. But because I have traveled the world and I have lived in other places than racist-ass, bullshit-ass South Carolina, you know what I'm saying? I've been places like Tennessee and Kentucky where, you know, I've been around white people that's got it just as fucking hard as black people I grew up around.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't a color thing. It's a motherfucking poverty thing. And that's what the government, that's how they keep us fucked up when they start separating with women against men and white against black. Because when you on motherfucking top, if you can come up with every little petty-ass fucking issue to keep the motherfuckers on the bottom to keep fighting with each other, they're not thinking about the real shit. They on some bullshit.
That's my point, though.
You goddamn
get it.
That's my point. It's being done by only one side. I mean, if you really analyze I used to be a Democrat. And I'm telling you, man, majority of these things are coming from one side. It's all coming from the left. Like 90% of this stuff.
I'm going to agree with you on this. A lot of the feminist stuff, a lot of stuff that you're talking about comes from the Democrats. Of course. But let's flip the script a little bit, you know, and a lot of the homosexuality stuff too. But let's flip the script a little bit, and let's not remember it's the Republicans that's going to Bohemian Grove with the Democrats after they put on this wrestling show and dance in front of the TV and in front of the courthouses. They're going together and fucking each other in the ass because they're both faggots.
Exactly.
The Democrats.
Well, I'm not defending Republicans. I'm talking about conservatives.
I'm just saying, though. I'm just saying, together, it's both of them. It's not just
yeah,
one
it's all
side.
Involved. Okay,
it's
okay. Well, think about what you just said.
Aside from what the media tells you, but in reality, behind
okay,
the scenes,
well, we're not talking about the
working
media.
Together.
Okay,
look
to
Bush,
a degree, but what I'm,
Bush and Obama.
Okay, what I'm talking about is philosophy. We're talking about liberal ideology versus conservative ideology. And both ideologies have massive consequences when you play it out on the actual government and on our country. And so I understand what you're saying, that there's Republicans that act crazy, do crazy stuff, and I agree.
Oh,
there's a lot of Republicans
a whole lot
that
of them,
act
man.
Just
what's
like
our,
Democrats.
Our new president?
But what
he's
I'm trying to say
in,
is we're talking about the philosophy. If
the
you accept
right
liberal
now.
Philosophy, which black people in America have accepted and a lot of white people have accepted, especially in the major cities, on the East Coast and on the West Coast, they've accepted this stuff wholeheartedly, and they've allowed it to influence our country. It's that liberal ideology that is,
you know,
they
why?
Control
because
everything. Because liberals, they control the media, they control Hollywood, they control the education system. I mean, their control is everywhere. Like,
it's easier to submit,
be honest,
man.
Conservatives have a very tiny impact on our country. They just have some representation in the government, but that's it. Liberals own everything else. They own the music industry. They own all of the movies, all the TV shows, all the news media, except for the Fox. Everything is theirs, man. They control our culture completely. They influence the mind of our entire country. I mean, that's, you can't deny that.
Well, you know, well, okay, look at the conservatives, for example. Okay, your majority
okay.
of the conservatives, you know, a lot of them happen to be evangelical. Let's throw that in the mix, too, for a little bit.
Okay, great.
Look at the evangelical grip that's on this nation. In 2004, when Bush was going up against his skull and bones buddy, Kerry, what card did he play to get himself elected? He played the Christian evangelical card, and guess what? It worked. He got in there on the belief system of people who fell for what he was pushing, which was really big oil once again. That's what he was in office for. But he got in the office for a second term on using the religion card. Things like that work because people are programmed to, oh, well, he reads the Bible. Oh, he must mm-hmm. be a good man. He's Christian. Let's vote for him. But in actuality,
well, okay.
was Bush a good man? No, he wasn't. Bush was one of the biggest
well,
war
he wasn't,
criminals in
but it's
history.
The lesser of two evils. For example, and when you have a choice between one or the other,
equal.
Right? Well, then it's lesser
you know,
degrees.
Hold on.
For example, this last election,
thought,
right? You take Trump versus Clinton. You have
no,
one person that's, for example, as a Christian. We have Hillary Clinton who's talking about accepting late-term abortions where people can have abortions even in the ninth month of a pregnancy. I mean, come on, man. What are you going to choose? Just be honest.
Well, okay.
here. So when Christians
yeah.
chose Bush, what they were saying was they weren't validating Bush by saying, oh, Bush is the ideal Christian candidate. Of course not. They were saying he's the lesser of two evils between him and Kerry and between him and Al Gore. And let's be honest.
Yeah,
Bush
man,
benefited
look,
from
it,
the fact that
Bush
was going
elected,
up against.
We might not have had a 9/11. Think about that.
I know,
we're
right?
going to have a 9/11 no matter what, because if you actually analyze it, Bill Clinton is the one that put a lot of these things in motion. I mean, it's joined together. That's through the military-industrial complex. That's a whole different issue. We
man, Bush
fact that
already
America
bed.
Was already America was already
before.
Funding and training soldiers, the Al-Qaeda, or the whole Al-Qaeda movement was funded and trained by the CIA. And look at people like, you know, Osama bin Laden was CIA-trained. All this stuff was put in motion back in the 80s and 90s, and it just happened to come into fruition. In the
and who used
2000s.
To be the head of the CIA? George Bush Sr.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
the whole
Bush
thing,
the,
when
yeah,
it comes
oh, yeah.
to that, yeah, you have to understand, okay, when you talk about the government, you have to understand how to distinguish certain elements. When you talk about the military-industrial complex, they have an entirely separate agenda from what we talk about when we're talking about civil government. Civil government is when we're talking about legislation on a local level that affects us in a different way versus the military-industrial complex, which deals primarily in foreign policy and how to intervene in other nations in order to benefit America from a military or financial standpoint. That's a whole different thing. And as far as trading weapons
okay.
and making money off of the weapons trade, that's a whole separate field altogether. So you have to sort of distinguish these two things. You can't mix them together. So obviously there were criminal elements who used the whole system to try to, number one, make money on selling weapons to people in the Middle East in particular,
like they're doing with ISIS. It's the same thing. There's people from the American government who are selling weapons to the ISIS troops right now, the same way they did with Al-Qaeda. And same thing in South America in the 80s. So this has always happened. And that goes into the fact that America's an empire, just like the Roman Empire way before. And when you're an empire, unlike the Romans, the Romans went in and got their hands dirty. They would go in and conquer a country, and they would kill everybody. America does it what I call the clean hand technique, meaning by that America comes in, basically sets up their own government of the people there, and if the government that's in place doesn't put things in place, their foreign policy and economic policy that benefits America, what they do is they fund a rebel group in that country to overthrow the government, like we saw in the Arab Spring with Mubarak in Egypt, or like we saw in Libya with Gaddafi, and in what we saw happening in Syria with Assad, the same thing, where America was funding rebel forces within the nation to rise up and overthrow the government, puppet government by the Americans, and then they put policies in place that benefit us. Like, as an American, you have to understand, you have a certain standard of living that's so much greater than the rest of the world because America does these things, because America owns and dictates the entire planet. That's what happens when you have a number one nation.
It's not America, another standard of living, man. It's a bunch of goddamn...
Yeah, it is, sir. I'm sorry to tell you. Like, I can tell you because I'm not from America. I came from outside coming in. 75% of the 7 billion people on the planet live off of $200 a month of income.
I'll bring you back on in 1 second. Listen to this clip. Now, this is true. A little girl did this. This is for our listeners. Some of you might have heard this and played this on the show before. A 12-year-old girl actually did this genealogy project for school. And listen to this. It's pretty shocking, but it's true.
It's a great thing for history.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, William Howard Taft, and President Barack Obama. One young girl traced them all back to one common ancestor.
They're all cousins and all grandsons of John Lackland.
It's the first family tree of its kind. Poring through more than 500,000 names for months, 12-year-old Bridge Ann D'Avignon discovered that all the U.S. presidents, except Martin Van Buren, are related to the former King of England, John Lackland Plantagenet, signer of the Magna Carta in 1215.
Mildred Reed is his first great-grandmother on George Washington. And on Obama, Mildred Reed is the 10th great-grandmother.
It started as an assignment to research her own lineage, tracing it back to roots in France. But Bridge Ann wanted to branch out.
Well, I think we just all go back somewhere. It's just a matter of proving it.
She started with George Washington, but unlike other professional genealogists that only looked at the male family lines, Bridge Ann was able to link the presidents together using both male and female ancestry. Before this, historians had only been able to link 22 family trees.
She kind of created a triumph of women's studies here.
Bridge Ann also figured out she's an 18th cousin of President Obama, something she hopes to be able to share with him in person.
I've written a letter to Obama, but I just gotten standard reply. I hope to meet the president and, like, explain it to him.
In Paso Robles, Adam Rakusin, your Central Coast News.
Yeah, see, we give credit where credit's due. We give credit where credit's due. Central News, wherever the fuck that is. But, I mean, it's just interesting, though. It's interesting that it takes a 12-year-old girl to link that together. I thought that was an interesting piece. Most adults wouldn't even think of something like that. But that goes to show you something, too. Maybe there is a bloodline. We do know the Queen of England and those creeps living in Buckingham or Nottingham, whatever the fuck they call it. They're from Bavaria. They're not even from England. They're some inbreds over there in the Black Forest. Some creepy fucking Illuminati motherfuckers. And they're in close with the Masons too. That's another thing we're gonna do a show about the Freemasons real soon. So if anybody wants
on New Year's Eve I met two people that were Freemasons. It was fucked up. Can't wait for that episode.
I tried to get recruit. They tried to recruit me one time, and I wasn't having it. They saw this. I got this tattoo of the all-seeing eye on my hand, but they didn't look close enough. The eye is cracked, and it's fucked up, symbolizing that, okay, enough is enough, you know. But, hey, I want to thank everybody for calling into the show. I'm going to just go around. Everybody, you can say what you want, man. We'll start with you, Brandon. You didn't get to say much, so just...
I just wanted to say two quick things. The first thing is the caller, Mike, he said the Civil War was only fought in the South. It wasn't. It was fought... Well, I mean, there was battles in the South, but it was also fought here in Pennsylvania, at Gettysburg. But, two...
Most famous battles.
Like,
one of them.
Yeah. And the whole... When he said the lesser of two evils thing, like, I heard that a lot this year with Trump and Hillary. Politics is the only time that we have to fucking do that. Like, if I told you drink piss or eat shit, you'd be like, I ain't doing neither, motherfucker. So why do we got to do it in politics? You know what I mean? Like, that's the most insane thing to me in the world. Like, if you don't like either of them, why the fuck are you picking one? Like, I just don't think that makes any fucking sense whatsoever. Like, you never have to do that. Like, if you don't like hockey or football, don't watch either, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get that whole lesser of two evil thing. They're both fucking evil. I don't fuck with none of them. But, yeah, that's my piece, though. Good, that's the LSU, man.
Yeah, man. That's real shit. And to go along with tonight's subject, you know, at hand, what's about the father having limited parental rights, you know, maybe we can bring on some more fathers in the future. And some women, too, that have gone through the system and been fucked over. Let's not forget, there are women out there that got it fucked up, too.
Oh, yeah.
We're not bashing women. You know what I'm saying? This is more of us saying, hey, the system's wrong. But to the women out there that are not keeping the fathers in their lives, in the children's lives, that are doing whatever they can to prevent that, you're scum. You're a piece of shit because the child needs their father. I mean, that's a must. You know, certain things a woman cannot teach a child that only us men can. You know what I'm saying? There's certain instincts that we have that I believe women don't possess. You know what I'm saying? Unless they acquire them, teaching it through, you know, training or whatever the hell it may be. But there's certain things I believe, you know, that we need to teach our kids. Like, for example, awareness. You know what I'm saying? Who gets brutalized? Who's normally a victim? You know what I'm saying? It's usually a woman, right? They usually get caught off guard by some scumbag, hits them over the head, whatever the fuck the case is. We're always, as men, I'm not saying we're paranoid, but we're always on our toes. We're aware of our surroundings. You know what I'm saying? You need to instill that in your children so nothing bad happens to them. With that being said, I want to thank our callers tonight. I want to thank Tony, man. Always good to chop it up with you, man. I appreciate you calling in. You're welcome to call in any time with us.
Hey, appreciate you, yeah.
Michael, thank you for hitting us up. I appreciate you, man. If we're on every Sunday, if you want to check us out, you know what I'm saying? So you like what topic we have on, feel free to call in, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
No, we appreciate you. Everybody else, just keep going to UGSForLife.com. That's the website. Tomorrow we've got Cuckoo Cal out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's going to be on the show. Tuesday, we got a doubleheader. We got first the cast of Let's Go. It's a new Weather Show TV show out of Brownsville. You know what I'm saying? It's making some noise. And then the other half of the show, we got wrestling legend Stevie Ray, one half of Harlem Heat, if you remember him. He's got a podcast called Straight Shooting out of Houston, Texas, so we're going to bring him on. Then Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we're not stopping. I don't even know who the hell we have on Wednesday. Do you remember, Brandon?
I got it right here, Scott. We got Odell, the New Orleans producer.
Odell, yeah. So Beats by the Pound, Medicine Man, if you remember Master P. This guy's part of a team that helped sell over 75 million records, which is huge. He's going to be on the show. Yeah, man, that's going to be a huge one right there.
All over, so Slim's dope.
Yep. Yep. Then Thursday we got Swifty McVay of Eminem's group D12. He's going to be on the show. He's got a new album out, a new album coming out soon. And then Friday we're going to leave you with Bootleg of the Dayton Family and T-Rock, you know what I'm saying, out of Atlanta. And then, of course, Saturday night, Underground Saturday Nights with Mac J and Velvet Rose. That's a different type of show. That's a variety show. Really, if you want to have fun and just, you know, if you want to just make fun of people, have a good time, call in that show. And then, of course, on Sundays right here at the Church of Reality, we'd love to, you know, chop it up about all kinds of different things that's affecting people. You know, I think another thing we need to talk about in the future, too, is also the these damn chemicals out here, man. They're getting real bad with these chemicals, and people are really getting sick. So, we're going to do a show about that as well. But, again, thank you, everybody, for calling in, tuning in, and downloading the episode. We'll see you guys next week.